Kol Mishir Parashat Vayelech.
Moshe v'yadaber es hadvorim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. It's a very small parsha, parshas Vayelech. Not every time we zoche to have this parsha, normally it's we're having the tzovim Vayelech. And then we have one Shabbos Tshuva, and then we have Sukkos. What happens in Shabbos Tshuva? Then Yom Kippur, we have another Shabbos in between Sukkos, so Vayelech is separately. And all of the Mefoshim shtel on the Ahore that the word Vayelech doesn't have no sense. Where Moshe went to? Where Moshe went to? Atem Nitzovim, Kulchem, Roshechem, Shiteichem, Zikbeichem, Shetreichem, everyone came. Moshe gave a ganze drosha. Vayelech Moshe, Zog Barachayim HaKodesh, Tzorich Ladas Lehechan Holach. This is Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber Es Advorim Ha'ele Al Kol Yisrael. To where Moshe went? Atem Nitzovim, Kulchem was standing in front of Moshe, Klolis all over the place, finishes. Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber Moshe. Where Moshe is going to? The Ramban says Pshat, that Moshe gave the drosha, everyone went home, and after such klolis, such musa, the Rebbe Moshe changed his minig and he walked into Machne Yisrael. He standed with the crowd and he said, "I'm going to be nifter Rabbi Yisrael. I came to say goodbye." As he learned Rambam Pshat, in between the tzovim that is klolis and the musa that Moshe is giving, really the bad musa we call it, is the musa of Parshas Nitzovim. It's a klolis dike musa. And then it's the Vayelech Dike Musa, and we'll see in a second the Musa. So the Rambam says, Moshe, everyone came, he gave the drosha, everyone was standing there. He said goodbye, and for respect and ahava to Klal Yisrael, the manig went to their house, and Klal Yisrael got a visit from Moshe for the first and last time, and he said, But the Musa said, you know, hopefully you will never use it. When a person feels sometimes it's the time for him to leave the world, not every time call your family around your bed. Sometimes you can't. Go over to your kids and give them the goodbye. Give over the ahava. Go over to them. The Rechaim, but is mitzayin the Yonasan ben Uziel, that Yonasan ben Uziel says, Vayelech ve'azal Moshe le'mishkan beis ulpana. Moshe went to learn. And the Pasuk is speaking it out. In between Parshas Nitzovim Vayelech was maybe 2 hours left. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Ich bin Moshe Rabbeinu, I could think in learning. If I could do it, Moshe for sure could do it. Yeah? He doesn't have to go to the Beis Medrash, sit in his house, you know, on the table, and it could be somewhere else. You know? Moshe for sure could do it. Yeah? Moshe taught Klal Yisrael. You have extra time, you go back to Beis Medrash. This is the last day of Moshe. As Parshas Nitzovim, everyone is standing in front of Moshe. When Moshe finishes, was a machne Moshe, the oil Moshe, where Moshe sat and learned. You know what it means? Moshe left everyone. He walked into that bismedrash. He sat a couple hours. Person has time now, but Azmanim is coming. You have extra hour or two, you go into the bismedrash to learn. You stay in the house, you speak and learning. You get up, you go to the bismedrash. ויאמר עליהם בן 120 שנה נויכי היום לא יוכל עוד לוצס ולא בוי והשם אומר אל האלוי סער וירס הירדן הזה השם אלוי כך הוא עיבר לפניך הוא יש מלסגוי מועילו מלפניך V'yirashtom Yeshua Iver Lefanecho. Moshe is telling them Be'etzem the Preide Chizku Ve'imtzu Al Tiru Ve'al Tarzu Mipneyem Ki Hashem Elekecho Ve'ilech Imocho Lo Yarpecho Ve'lo Yazvecho. So Rabbi Ruchem is Oymed Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, don't worry, Chizku Ve'imtzu Al Tiro, don't be scared, don't be nervous when you're going. Hashem Elokeichem is with you. Lo yarpecho velo yazvecho. Zok Rabbi Ruchem had to be the opposite. I'm promising you, Hashem will be with you, Hashem will take care of you. Don't worry, it will be okay. He first tells him, don't worry, don't be scared, have confidence. You know why? Hashem will take care of you. He had to tell him, Hashem is going to take care of you. But mainly, don't be nervous, don't be scared. Zoker Biruchem, it's a vote when being in Ibishitz, Hashem Tzilcho. Hashem is like your shadow. Chazdecho Hashem Imonu. I hear this from the Kalev Rebbe. One time that I went in to visit him, I told him, okay, I want that I could say that I heard things from the Kalev Rebbe. I was a young bacher. I said, Rebbe, tell me, what? When I told my kids years later, as a given by the Kalev Rebbe, I came to be by the Kalev Rebbe. I was like, he told me a lot of things. But the first thing he told me is, Chazdecho Hashem imonu kaasher imchalnu loch. How much Hashem gives us, the amount that we expect. How much we asking Him help, that is the amount that He helps. Chazdecho Hashem imonu kaasher imchalnu loch. We asked for a lot. We trust Him for a lot. We're waiting for Him for a lot. He gives a lot. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, Chizku v'amtzu, Al tirou ve'al tarzu. I'm promising you, Hashem Elokecho lo yarpecho ve'lo yazvecho. But not the opposite. Because Hashem is taking care of you, don't be worried. It will not work. Chizku v'yamtzu, chizku b'teire, amtzu in the Ribbono shel Olam, trust the Ribbono shel Olam, and I'm promising you that al tirou v'al tarzu. Then Moshe Rabbeinu calls Yeshua ben Nun le'enei kol Yisrael, and he tells him chazak v'ematz. V'yichtem Moshe sateira azois v'yidno l'koyani, v'yitzavu yisom leimer, miketz sheva shonim b'moyet shnas ha'shmito v'chagasukes, ובואי כל ישראל להירויס אספני השם אלוקיך במוקם אשר יבחר תיקרו אס התוירה הזויס נגד כל ישראל באוזניהם הקלס האנושים נושים וטף למען ילמדו ויורו אס השם אלוקיך ושומרו לאסס. As a mitzvah of Hakel, once in 7 years, it's this year, במוצי שנס השמיטו, בחג הסוכס, מסמילש, ובנבנה, פשטס, even that Shemitah was the Rabbanan, we will have mitzvahs hakel once in 7 years. B'motzei shnas ha-shmita, b'chag ha-sukos, b'voy kol Yisrael le'irois es p'nei Hashem elekecho, b'amokim asher yivcho, tikro es ha-teira azetz. I heard from my shver, givaldi kevot. It's a mitzvahs hakel. You get ganz klal Yisrael, and we teach them, we'll see in a second, what is the message of hakel. When is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do Hakel? 3 things have to come to the table. Motzi Sukkos, Motzi Shemitah, Bevoi Kol Yisrael. What is Motzi Shemitah? For a year, people left the fields. We know it's a huge Nisayon. In our days, maybe the Nisayon is smaller. Maybe some farmers that like had the Nisayon. But it's a very, in the old days, the only parnosa that people, human being had, was from the field. You have to understand, I heard this once, I think, from Rav Shach. In our days, it's factories, properties, nursing homes, investments. Who works in the fields? Maybe in the end of Russia or in China, someone is planting the wheat. We have to have wheat, yeah, but no one is busy in planting the wheat. On the old days, every person had a piece of land. He grew potatoes, tomatoes, and this is what he ate. Every person had a land. This is what the system was. And everyone had to leave it every Shabbos. There was no, you know, watering automatically. Garnished. People had to leave the field for a year. It was a Nisayon. From where they will have food? Look how we don't have a Nisayon now, yeah? We are stuck with a Nisayon. They were stuck with potatoes, tomatoes, but it was nothing. But in boxes, closed tomatoes, yeah, they came out there, yeah. But look in the Esroigim, how we can't find the Esroigim. That was the matzah, was nothing what to eat in Klal Yisrael. And everyone had bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not like in our days, if there's no food, you can just import rice crackers, yeah? There's no import. There's no food, there's no for import. You put it in a boat, it rots in the boat, yeah? Today, when you don't have here, you just import from somewhere else. There's no problem, there's no food. Yeah? Like the Queen of England said, there's no bread, eat cake, yeah? A year people were standing in a matzav of bitoch. What is sukkos? Ki basuko iso yishavti es bnei Yisrael bo yitzio iso mi Mitzrayim. We're making a memory, we went out of Mitzrayim. Was nothing. And Hashem gave us anonim for 40 years. Protected. What is aliyah l'regel? Velo yachmo yidish es artzecho. They left the whole country. The Yerushalmi brings the stories that were going, that were planning to walk into the houses and to steal everything. And they went to Yerushalayim, they came back, they brought presents to the neighbors that looked after the houses. And the neighbor says, you're buying us presents, we were planning to steal, but we saw you never left. Because Hashem sent malochim that look like people. The Kotzke Rebbe says, Mi she'en lo ikarka potu me'aliyah l'regel, it's not like the Kotzke Rebbe, it's a gemara in Pesachim Daf Ches, because there's no point that you will lo'aliyah l'regel. The ganze chokhmah is to leave the house, to have bitochen. Shalom aleichem, you don't have a house, you're coming. You're coming to the party in Yerushalayim, no big deal. We don't need you in Yerushalayim. We need people, ve'lo yachmo yidish esar tzecho ba'aloy tzecho le'iroy espnei odin Hashem. So three moments of bitochen are coming together. Motzi Shvi'is, sitting in a sukkah, tzilisa de'emnuse, believing that the world is under Hashem, and aliyah l'regel. And that moment, when you're full with bitochen, is the parshas hakel, that you bring everyone together, and the melech stands and you read the Torah, and be'etzim is the message that our life is Torah. This is the whole message of hakel. The man hilmedu v'hiru es Hashem, Lasis is called Divrei HaTorah Hazeh. So Bnei Masher Loyodu Yishmeru Velomdu Lehiru Es Hashem. When a person could become a Talmid Chochem, when a person could become a Ben Aliyah, if he believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chai V'Salvove says in Shara Bitochen, Lo Yitochen Le'odom Liyois Eved Hashem Im En Loy Bitochen. Why? He doesn't have what to eat. Or he has a lot. And he's nervous what will be with his business. He's mevatel his kviyas itim. If he has bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he knows that it can be that if he has a kviyas to learn 2 hours before he goes to work, that the day is a festa deal, he has to close it. What do you think? Who gave you the festa deal? You were nobody 20 years ago. Hashem. So you think because today you have a chavrusa, that deal will go away? So you sit and learn. But it looks like I'm losing. But he's running the world. There's no way I will lose. A person, everyone in his madrege, you only could give the musar in learning. So I hear from my shver of Avraham Gurwitz. When Moshe is going to give a bismedrash for ganz klal Yisrael, anoshim, noshim, vetaf. Was everyone there? Anoshim, noshim, vetaf. About chizuk and teire, you have to bring it after Klal Yisrael are working and bitochen for a year. They're in sukkahs after 7 days of real bitochen. Left the houses and they believe that Hashem is looking after the fields. When a person is in such a bitochen, you could give him musa. One time you call over a bocher and you want to mechazik him. Maybe more balabos. Bocher sometimes is fighting with the bed. It's under a zach. It's not with the bitochen. It's with the taiva, with the yonkait. Yeah? The babyish guy, we'll call it. Yeah? And you want to give him musa. Dafkuveitim. I mean, sometimes Talmidim, but after a couple of years, Rebbe had to leave the Beis Medrash. And you see, if the Mechazik then, don't start to give this Musa and Kviyas Itim. Speak first 5 minutes on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then speak to them about Kviyas Itim. Kviyas Itim without speaking about the Muna and Boira Olam, Mechazik and Yashris and Gezel and Evizach. Rabbi Angel Galinsky said a beautiful word. So what is the pshat in Hakel? Chazal say, "V'atof lo mabayim kedei lehov yischar lemeviyeim." Kedei lot yischar lemeviyeim. Before we start, time to say it's a famous word of the Ben Yehoyada. It's a mitzvah b'dichusa. He said, "Why?" Chazal say, "Anoshim boim kedei lilmoy, anoshim kedei lishmoya, taf lo mabayim." כדי ליתן שכר למביאים. So the Ben Yehoyada would say Alamo, and there's the Roshas and Shabbos Shuvah, you know, there's a lot of people, and people bought the Noshim and the Taf, it was Lebedik in the city. So he would start the visit of Dichusi, he would say, כדי ליתן שכר למביאים. If Hashem is looking to give schar, tell everyone to come with a big rock. Also very hard to carry. Why you have to carry the kid, never the kid? ליתן שכר למביאים? So the Welt says, Stam, the Welt says, if the father and mother are coming, anyway, where do we leave the kids? So they anyway have to come. Hashem said, but if I'll give you a mitzvah to bring them, if you bring them as default, there's no place. What I can do, I can't leave the kids in the house. You know, some people come to the shul with the kids. You see in the morning, yeah? They don't have a babysitter. You see the shtiblach, these people outside, yeah? So they don't get tzchach, maybe they deserve it, maybe they're not. But for being a mitzvah to bring all the little kids to shul, it's a case of zach. But Yoda said, to bring a rock is very hard. Oh, but to have a kid out of your 5 hours with the drasha to keep it quiet, this is really lit tzchach leviyeh. This was the Ben Yoda before he was starting Shabbos Shuv with drasha. But Yagel Galinsky, I want to say a real musvot, but we'll build it up a little bit. He said like this. That is a famous maisa, he says, by the chassidim. That's what he said. Like he says it, you know, it's kvoida chassidus. He says, when the Rebbe Mipishche was nifter, Pshischa. So, some of the chassidim went after the Kotzke Rebbe, and they were machterim. I think most of the chassidim that he would become the Rebbe. And another group went after Reb Yitzchok Mivorakme. I don't know exactly. I don't have to be correct again. Yeah. So they went after him. Now the Kotzke Rebbe, his avoda was fire, and Reb Yitzchok, his avoda was mamish the opposite. One time, but most of the biggest, the Kahal of the Chassidim were following the Kotzke Rebbe. One time, Rabbi Yitzchok was walking in the street, and a wagon full with Chassidim, fire, were traveling to the Kotzke Rebbe. There was a younger manchik there, Chatzuf, and he stopped, and he turned over to the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchok, and he told him, "Till when you be stupid? Take off your Rebbe's clothes. Come to Kotsk. Come with us to Kotsk." All the chassidim were shocked. David, Rabbi Yitzchok was a choshev yid. Most of the people followed the Kotzke Rebbe. But like this, a young man shekret to Rabbi David, to Rabbi Yitzchok. But Rabbi Yitzchok was like, so he smiled. I said, "I'll tell you. Alamo had a question. Three people bought a lottery ticket. They won together 100 million ruble." So they divided it to three. They don't have what to do with the money. They can give it up. They don't know what to do with the money. It's mamish. Mamish don't know what to do with the money. Yeah. So what? Misafek, one of them will go, and they will get another fourth guy that now they have what to do with the money. No, they will leave it to themselves. We don't know what to do with the money. But there's no reason to find a fourth guy to share it with. Yeah. So why, when a person has 1,000 chassidim? So the Rebbe has only a little bit of time for every chassid. Yeah? Why the chassidim will want that more people will come to that Rebbe? Now the Rebbe will have less time for them. Yeah? Shtatz of some Hasidus, you know, if you come to see the Rebbe once a year, if you're not very mekur, yeah? So you need more Hasidus than you could come once in 2 years? Everyone was quiet. So he said, I'll tell you pshat. The answer is, because the chassidim are not sure that their Rebbe is takir chash of the Rebbe. The more people that come to follow gives them a confidence. If they will be sure that their Rebbe is the real Rebbe, if they have the 100 million ruble, there's no reason to divide it. Yinge manchik. That's what he answered. Ich kenne dein Rebbe, der Kotzke Rebbe. Is a emes adam gadol. Er darf nicht haben mehr chassidim. Don't worry. Your Rebbe is big. He doesn't need me to become a Rebbe. And this was the godless of Rabbi Yitzchak. Yankel Alma finished the story. He doesn't know if it was Moitzi Shnosei or not, but till now for sure that Yinge man died already. the chush of Yankel. Demos Weizish Moitzi Shnosei or nicht, aber Heinrich ist gestorben und erwarte. But he said, well, what is the pshat? There's a famous maise that in Simchas Torah they asked this kasha to the Netziv when the Netziv was drunk. The Netziv was drunk in Valojin and the Bochim came in and they asked him a kasha. Every guy that comes into Valojin, Valojin was the first yeshiva that they learned 24 hours mamish, was Kol Kula Teir, was a machzah she'en kedug mosri. Every guy knew Shas. It was Teir 24 hours, not outside, inside. There was no stores outside. Everyone understands. Every guy that came into Valojin was like shocked. So they asked the Netziv, so how it could be that the people outside in the city of the Valojin don't become the Teir? The farmers stay farmers, the sheep people stay sheep, the tail stays the tail, the wood shop, every guy. Why all the guys, and every young man that walks into Valojin starts to learn, doesn't stop, and all the people here in the shtot stay pushed up on the mountain? The Gemara says Mate Machse, they were Abirei Lehi because they saw the godless of Klal Yisrael. So he told them, I'll tell you, once was Simchas Torah in Shul. And everyone was kissing and hugging the Sefer Torah. All the kids were rushing, you know, every Sefer Torah to kiss and to hug, you know. And was one girl that she was not kissing, she was standing at the side. And I said, why not kissing the Sefer Torah? I asked the girl, why not kissing the Sefer Torah? You want another lollipop, another pekale? Well, she said, if I kiss the Sefer Torah, you know, I could kiss the whole day. My house is full with it. Found out her father is a Sefer Stam. So she sees the Sefer Torah the whole time. So he said, we see the Torah the whole time. In Valojin. The main that the people are not chapping is pilas. Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Bizman bis hamikdash. Every Klal Yisrael had to come once in 7 years. They made a big event. I think it's the only official event in the Torah. It's an official event. Everyone has to be kids. And the Melech stands up. It's not the Melech in that days. He didn't go out. The Melech, you go for a second and he comes in. Melech. And he stands in front of everyone. And in his own voice, he reads the whole Sefer Torah and he shows the love to the Torah. This event is for the kids. Leman, look what the pasuk says: Ubneim asher lo yidu yishmeru velomdu lasis leiru es Hashem kol hayomim. He said, and this is what he said: the kids, they need to see what that chassid needed to see. The big people don't need to see that. But the Amoy Na'am needs to see that. You take your kids to shul in Simchas Torah. As Hashem, all of you will have kids. Again, kiss the Sefer Torah, and again, you don't need to kiss that Sefer Torah. Not that you don't need. You really respect the Torah. You already donated 5 Sefer Torahs. You machshiv Torah. It's important that your kids, not only your kids, the bachrim in the shul, the kids in the shul, the more you be kavadik, dance and jump in front of the Sefer Torah. Respect the Sefer Torah. I have a friend, he's alive yet. His father told him, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, our parents told us that the Rav is the God of Lador. The Rav of the city. So we think the Rav is Gan Tzvi. We tell our kids the Rav is Gan Tzvi. They will think the Rav is the Sheikens. It's up to us to mechanech the next door with respect. Some of you are young and you will not understand it. I tell you, sometimes you see kids come from modern families and they're such healthy kids and they're so respectable kids. From where it comes, the parents have such a chnoa to rabbanim, such respect. And I'm not saying now they really believe it is Rabbanim or not. That's not what I'm coming to say now. Could be, you know, who is the Rav of the shul. Chas v'shalom, don't get me the wrong way, yeah? So lo mashal, I daven in a shul. Could be the Rav is in my age. I every time take my kids, Medav Zoyin Gut Shabbos to the Rav. He has to know. This is the Rav. U'mechabed the Rav. U'mechabed the Rebbe. Kid comes back from school, the Rebbe patched me, Rebbe that. Sometimes the Rebbe was wrong. First thing he has to know, he's wrong to start up with the Rebbe. And that's it. I'm old as a case, you have to take care of it. Klal Yisrael, you have to bring a sataf, litin schar lemeviyeyem. As Mefoshim explained, it's not only the schar that you schlep them over, it's the growth that you will have. The Gemara says in Chagige that one of the Amoraim never came to Beis Medrash. She asked the Olam what they said today. So they said, "Lo mevim esataf mitin tzchal lemeviyeyem." He said, "It was such a good vote. Why you didn't tell me that? Such a good vote, lo mischal lemeviyeyem. It's the most shvach eteretz, yeah. It's mitin tzchal lemeviyeyem. Not that you carry them, you bring them. You show the kids. This is our respect." This is our thing. And then Moshe starts to give the Musa, and look what happens. This is one of the nicest, I'm sorry, the nicest vote that I heard from Rav Shach. Rav Shach printed it in his Akdome, and this is Be'etzim, the Yesoid. V'choro api b'yoyim ahu, v'azavti, v'yistarti ponem ehem, v'oyu lo'ochlo, u'metzo'u ro'ois, rabois, v'tzorois. ומצאו רואיס רבויס וצורס ואומר ביום ההוא אל כן כי אין אלוקה בקרבי מצאוני הרואיס האלה פרק תרב שח וחור אבי ביום ההוא ואספתם והסתרתי פונה מהם והיו לא יכול ומצאו רואיס רבויס a lot of bad things and צורס צורס is like terrible צורס ואומר ביום ההוא אל כן כי אין אלוקה בקרבי מצאוני הרועס האלה. פרק למדה לפוסק י' ז' פרק תרב שח מצאו ביום ההוא רועס רבויס וצורס. Two things. רועס רבויס, a lot, and צורס. ואומר ביום ההוא אל כן כי אין אלוקה בקרבי מצאוני הרועס האלה. What happened to the צורס? ואויו ביום ההוא ומצאו רועס רבויס וצורס. ואומר אל כי אין אלוקה בקרבי מצאוני הרועס האלה. What happened to the צורס? הרב שך says in his הקדום את האבי עזרי, כל זמן a person doesn't know what's from the ריבונו של עולם, his רועס, רבויס and his צורס, he loses his son, he loses this, he loses that. But when he knows it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it hurts, but it's not tzoris. A person has the yanamachle. He's fighting with a doctor to operate him to cut his foot. And the day that the doctor says yes, he starts to dance when the guy is cutting your foot. Yeah? What if they stop you in a, you know, one of these places that today they chop people, yeah? And they start to cut you off, you scream, yeah? Why? Both of them are chopping your foot. But this is the doctor, and this is a terrorist. When a person doesn't believe in Bayra Olam, So what is not working out in his family, what is not working out with his friends, what is not working out in his parnasa, what is not working out in his health, it's tzolis, ay-yay-yay, it hurts, and ay-yay-yay, tzolis are worse than ours. Alkem and Klal Yisrael will realize, ki ein aleikam bekirbi, Hashem is doing it to me, it's a punishment from the Ribbono shel Olam, to get me to the right place. And now I chab why I'm getting the rois, not the tzolis, no more tzolis. It's always disappear. When you makir it's Beir HaOlam. Shivtecho, mishantecho, himo yenachmuni. Al hanisim, ve'al hanifloes, ve'al hatshuos, ve'al hamilchomos? Nisim, nifloes, tshuos? And Hashem, thank you on the war. Thank you on the war? Say, Alamo, the story, the Moshel, two people passed Auschwitz. One his number was 0056. One his number was 0057. 0056 comes up to the Shemayim and gets a 500,000 palaces of gold. 0057 comes up to the Shemayim and gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So the 0056 turns over, I know where it went, because the place there he complains, and he says, Ach, Vashtenish, Oyla Mahemes, we're in the same bunk in Auschwitz. One night I slept in the bottom, he slept in the top. One day I put on the tefillin, he went to work. The other day he put on the tefillin. One Shabbos I was pretending sick, he did the avodah. One day I ate the treifas, he ate the bread. Chamishim, chamishim. How it could be in Olam HaEmes? He got a 500,000, I got a 500,000 palaces of gold, and he got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. He waits for a couple of days, he gets the answer. They tell him, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, remember. What happened? He says, remember. He says, remember. He says, but you know what I suffered in Auschwitz? Why am I not getting? You remember the last day? Yeah, what happened? The Nazi shot at 0057. He fell on the floor and the bullet didn't kill him. So the Nazi started to step on him, but it didn't help. He was stepping and stepping. So he sent that black dog to take pieces off him. After an hour and a half, he died from screaming. You picked up your eyes and he said, Boira Olam. I suffered in Auschwitz for 6 years. You know what is Auschwitz? They took wires, they will put them in the ear, take them out from the nose. They will peel off the nails. Now, we don't know the story. I don't want to tell you what the story is. Mamash, what the Nazis did in Auschwitz. I suffered like this for 6 years. I'm asking one favor. One time I'm asking for you something. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama right away. And Hashem couldn't say no to you after 6 years of Auschwitz. And when the Nazi came over to you after 0057 to 0056 and he shoot you, you died right away. For that hour and a half that he suffered by being a Yid, he got another 500,000 palaces of gold. 0056 picks up his eyes and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, why you listen to me? I would suffer one more hour and forever I will be double lenetzach. Olam HaNetzach, you realize that Yisurim of Guf is not even really Yisurim. It's like a pretending. You realize Olam HaNetzach is not real. It's only like a mashal. When you're a Netzach. Hashem, why you listen to me? I suffered all of my life. In 1 hour I'll be upgraded exactly. They told him it's too late. I'm not saying you can't daven. He didn't daven that when that happened. He davened to die. I'm not going out to the Oymek. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us to get good. The tzores are for us. The tzores are for us. And mamish, today in the morning, I had such a siyata dishmai. What you realize is from the Ribbono shel Olam, it's not tzores. It could be tzores. You got a pinch. Not gishmak. That's all it is. All of your life is like that. If you accept, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael the goodbye. And he's telling them, we'll be rois, rabois, v'tzorois over the golas. But when you will realize, Al kiein aloika bekir bi metzuni arois ha'ele. Shach said, It's not even Rois Rabois. It's Rois. Avad, I'm getting punished. I was not behaving. Hashem has to bring me back to my place. But a person has to learn. Al kin ki ein Eloika bekirbi mitzuni arois ha'ele. I tell you, it's a cloud in life. Every person has tzoris. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And He loves us. Avinu Avo Rachamon. Yedid Nefesh. Yedid Nefesh. Nafshi Choylas Avosecho. He created us because He loves us. Because He wants us. It's order to fix us, order to get us to the right way. It's hard. But if you mashrish that, and this is Be'etzem, I saw bow down from the Ribar Tziloini. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down. The Ribar Tziloini was considered one of the most choshev rishoni. His father was called Chacham Bar Tziloini. He brings down the Maisa of Zilberstein that the Chacham Bar Tziloini got married when he was 30 young, I don't know exactly the age, and he had 3 kids. When he was 30, he lost his wife with his 3 kids. He was mechazik himself. When he was 35, he got married second time, and he had a wife with 3 kids. When he became 50, the wife and the 3 kids died. He remarried, and he had a wife with 3 kids. He got 70, he lost his wife with his 3 kids. In 75, he remarried again. And he had a kid. It's all still not going now. And that kid was the Ribar Tziloini that changed the whole Yahadus and Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yankale Galinsky says, I saw it in an article that was printed somewhere this week, that he told when he was a bacher, I remember Rabbi Yankale, he was with my grandfather in Siberia, my mother in Siberia. He said he was a bacher, and they were chapped, and they were taken to Siberia. They were put on a train, and they were taken to Siberia for sitting and learning. And when they came into the gates to Siberia, the guard told him, "You see this gate? Here you go in. You never come out. Even to bury you, we have a place there in the end." And every day he was mechazik yet. And they said to themselves, one day we'll get out of here and we'll say thank you for the appearance that sent us to learn. And the war finished. And he went back home. And was no father, was no mother. Hitler killed him. And he came to Yerushalayim, to Bnei Brak, and he met the Chazon Ish. And he told the Chazon Ish, I don't have no reason to live anymore. I can't. I lived the whole Siberia to come back to say, Mommy, I won the Russians. And there's no mommy and father to say. And the Chazon Ish told him, again from the Pesukim, the Parsha, it's Mikatzo, you have a right to be Meyash. Hashem gave you permission to be Meyash. He did it to you. He's testing you. He's Kuloi Toiv. He's Kuloi Toiv. Hashem is mole, rachamim. Mole, you know what is mole? A cup full of wine. You just shake it, it spills all over. Hashem is mole, rachamim. Keil, mole, rachamim. And he chapped himself, and he became Rabbi Yankele Galinsky. I think he has, I myself knew what his eniklach. I think he had 200 eniklach before he was nifter. He was already 40. No one here is 40. And no one passed so much. Just believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you the koichas. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's goodbye to Klal Yisrael. This is the message that Klal Yisrael got. We will meet Bez Hashem next Chumash year. We'll be ready. Cheshvan. This is the message. Motzei Shviz. Motzei Sukkos. So we don't have the Shvis in the way we have it. We don't have the Aliyah Labais. But the Chizuk that we need once in 7 years to get that message, and it's a double message. This Chizuk that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael, and to remember to give over the covet, the respect. A Rav comes into the shul. Maybe you don't hold from the Rav, or you hold from him very much. I don't need to get up. You get up. You give the respect. This is the way you mechanech. Ezra Hashem will be together to ksiva v'chasimatay.